Saram, dear listeners, and welcome back to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. So today we begin with a quiz like always, and the answers for this time's quiz, we ask the question, please tell us bhajans in which we have the sentiment of offering ourselves at the lotus feet of the Lord, asking a chance to serve the Lord or offering our gratitude at the lotus feet of the Lord. So that was the sentiment that we were looking for in the bhajans, and we have received answers again, so beautiful compilations from so many devotees. We have Basant Bande from Nepal, Sri Sathya Sai Center, Manigram, Nepal, and he has said that it must be the master plan of our beloved Bhagwan that he chose this day for the quiz on this beautiful theme. You know, we asked this question on September 8 last Thursday, and he said that's a very important day for Nepali Sai youth, because on September 8, 2010, the Nepali youth got a good fortune to offer a musical program based on folk tunes of Nepal at his divine lotus feet, and every year this day is celebrated as Kripa Smarana Day by the Sai youth of Nepal. And he says, I wish that on this auspicious day, let us surrender at his lotus feet forever. And on this day, I get the chance to dwell on the bhajans where we have to surrender at the feet of the Lord. And so he was so happy that he went through this exercise with lot of joy, and he's given us 7 bhajans. So the first is Krishnaya Sharanam, Namo Namo. So yeah, in this you have the bhajan Sai Sharanam, the last line. Then you have Sai Rama He Ghanashyama. So here you have Sharanam Sharanam He Sai Rama. There is no Charanam here. There is no reference to the Lord's feet, but there is reference to surrender. Sai Hai Jivan Jivan Satya Sai. So here very clearly you have Charna Lagalo Mujhe. Yes. Then you have Dattatreya Sadguru Deva. Here you have Dehi Dehi Tava Pada Seva. You know, give us the chance to serve your feet. Sakshat Parabrahma Sai. Here you have Charana Namostute. Yes. Offering salutations at his feet. Shitala Charanam Komala Charanam. Yes, obviously. Prima Swarupini Janima. Here you have Charana Namostute Saima. Thank you very much, Brother Basant Pandey, for these beautiful answers. Then you have Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, who has given Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadhana. Here you have Mahaganapate Mangala Charana at the last line. Ganapati Om. Here you have Pada Namaste Gajanana as the last line. Prima Swarupini Janima, Dattatreya Sadguru Deva, Sai Charan Sukdai. Sai Charan Sukadai Bhajore. I am not familiar with this bhajan. Jai Jai Girija Bala Gajanana. Here you have Tavapada Charanam Sharanam Gajananam. Raksharaksha Jagadishwara. Yes, here you have Dehi Dehi Tavapada Seva. Hari Hari Sumirana Hari Hari Bhajamana. Here you have Hari Charanana Me Arpana Karuman. Yes, Sakshata Parabrahma Sai. We discussed it. Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Sai Charanam Pranamamyam. Yes. Shri Rama Charanam, Shri Rama Charanam, yes. Pratya Smaranam, Shri Guru Charanam, Sharanam Sharanam. Here you have Saranam Sharanam, Sai Charanam, yes. Sankat Harana Shri Sai Ramana, Pankaja Charana Namo Namo, yes. Prema Maya Bhagavan Sai Ram. Here you have Sharanam Elelo. It's a feeling of surrender, not exactly the reference to the lotus feet of the Lord, but nevertheless, amazing. Thank you so much, Brother Sai Krishna. You have Prarthana Sai from Singapore, who has given us so many bhajans, almost 40 bhajans, and she has given us a long list of bhajans, which is a mix of feet of the Lord as well as the feeling of surrender. So she starts with Gananatha, Gananatha. Here you have Sharanam, Sharanam, Gananatha. Ganapati Om. We discussed Jai Jai Girija Balaka Janana. Vigneshwaram Bhaja Vigneshwaram. Gurudeva Sharanam Deva. Jai Gurudeva Prabhu Sai Deva. Manasa Bhaja Guru Charanam. Manasa Bhaja Guru Charanam. Here you have Omkaram Bhava, Omkar, Om Namo. So she's included this because there is Om Namo. So she's taken all these bhajans where Namo also is there. Pratasmaranam, Shri Guru Charanam, Charana, yes. Avo Pyare. But I don't know how Avo Pyare fits into this, but she has named this. Dehi Sharanam Simha Vahini. Talks about surrender, not exactly the lotus feet. Prema Swarupini Janani Ma. Sai Mata Jaya Jagadambe Ma. I'm not familiar with this bhajan. Sai Shwari Chandramukhi. Again, I'm not familiar with Sai Shwari Chandramukhi. Vidyadayini Bhagavati, yes. Here you have Namo Namo. There is no reference to the lotus feet. Ajanubaha Maravinda Netram Prabhu Sai Rama Manasas Marami. I mean, there is that feeling of surrender, yes. Jagadashra Shri Raghurama, yes. Here you have Sharanam Sharanam Atma Rama. So actually, so Prarthana has broadened the scope from lotus feet to surrender and the feeling of salutation. Not necessarily the feet, but just that feeling. So you have Jai Jai Raghunandana. Jai Jagada Vandan. I don't know how this fits in actually. Sai Rama Hegana Shama, okay. Giridhara Govinda Gopala. Here you have Namo Sai Narayanaya, okay. Sankataharana Sri Sai Ramana. Vishwadhari Shiva Avatar. It is not sung in Prasanna. I have heard this bhajan. Anatha Bandho Sai Prabho. Charanagata Seva Adijo Prabho, yes. Dina Bandhava Sri Sai Deva. Sai Hajivan Jivan Satya Sai, yes. Sanatana Sarathe Sai Sha, Sastanga. It is Sastanga Sharanam, actually, not Charanam, yeah. Hariom Namo Shiva Shakti Namo, Hirama Duta, Hirama Bhakta, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, she's taken the bhajan because it's Namo in the bhajan. Sai Baba Pranam. So, here you have Purana Karo Mere Kam. I don't know how this one really actually fits into our requirement. Karunamaya Kartikaya, I don't know this bhajan. Saravana Shivakumar, again, this bhajan is new to me. Sainatha Bhagavan, Sainatha Bhagavan. So here you have Sai Shacharanam, Jai Lambodara Paimam. It ends with Nija Bhakti Mudam Dehimam. Okay, but there is no feeling of reference to the lotus feet or surrender there. Gurudeva, Gurudeva, Guruvayurpura. Again, this is a bhajan new to me. Sharanam, Sharanam, Guru Charanam. Okay. Jeho Jeho Mushika Vahana Mahaganapati Namostute, because Namostute is there, she has this bhajan. Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadana Mahaganapati Mangala Charana, yes. Shri Rama 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 Raghunandana. This is a bhajan again which I am not familiar. Thank you so much, Prarthana Sai, for spending so much time and coming up with this long list. I hope you enjoyed this exercise of surrendering yourself to the feet of Bhagwan through this beautiful time of dwelling on his bhajans. And then we have Sister Lalita from Puttaparthi again. She's someone who always gives us a very, very exhaustive list of answers for every question. And so she's very beautifully classified it. 24 bhajans with obeisance at his lotus feet, or the feeling of surrender, or the feeling of Sharanam and Padaseva. And then she's given us 26 bhajans where you have Namo. So she has very clearly classified them as the Sharanam and Charanam bhajans and Namo bhajans. And there you have, so Dina Bandhava Sri Sai Deva, Ganapati Om Jai Ganapati Om, Ganesha Sharanam Sharanam Ganesha, all are the Sharanam and Charanam bhajans. Gurudeva Sharanam Deva, Gurudeva Gurudeva Guruvayurpur Harideva. Again, we heard this bhajan, someone else also referred to this. Dattatreya Sadgurudeva, Jagadashraya Sri Raghurama, Jaiho Jaiho Mushika Vahana, Karuna Samudra Sri Rama, Madhusudana He Murli Dhara, Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam, Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadana, Nataraja He Tripurari, Palya Hamne Sadguru Charana. Beautiful bhajan, but not sung in Prashantilam, but I have heard this bhajan, yeah. Partishwari Jagajanani, Pratasmaranam Sri Guru Charanam, Sai Hajivan Jivan Satya Sai, Sai Nath Bhagavan, Sai Rama He Ganashama, Shakshata Parabrahma, Sai Guru Vandana Satya Sai. Okay, this one I'm not sure. We know of Sakshata Parabrahma Sai. Okay, the same thing. Sakshata Parabrahma Sai Guru Vandana Satya Sai. Yes, you have Charana Namaste. Sankata Harana Sri Sai Ramana. Sheetala Charanam Komala Charanam. Sri Rama Charanam Sri Rama Charanam. Sri Rama Charanam Bhaje. Yes. And she also refers to Sri Rama 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 Raghunandana Rama Rama. And then the category of bhajans where Namo is there. Antar Jyoti Namo Paramatma. Paramatma Jyoti Namo, not sung in Parthi, but yes, very beautiful bhajan. Basma Vibhuchita Bhavani Shankara, it ends with Om Namah Shivaya, Bolo Bolo Sabmil Bolo, Chandrasekhaya Namo, Om Gurudevaya Namo Namo, Guru Nanak Ji Ki Jai Jai Kar, Hari of Salam Salam, Mere Salam. So that feeling of surrender. Hara 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 Mahadeva, Hari Om Namah Shivaya, Hari Om Namo Shiva Shakti Namo, Hari Om Tatsat Namah Shivaya, He Rama Duta, He Rama Bhakta, Jai Jai Sai Namo, Kalatitaya Siddhirupaya, Yuriya Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya in the end. Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam, Mrityunjaya Namo, yes. Namo Namo Nataraja Namo, Om Namah Shivaya, Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Raksha Raksha Jagadishwara, Sai Rama Namostuteya, I don't know this bhajan. Shambho Mahadeva, Shiva Shambho Mahadeva, Shiva Shambho Shambho, Shiva Shambho Mahadeva, yes. Shiva 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 Shivaya Namo, yeah. Ye Namo, so Shivaya Namo, Shiva Shiva Shivaya Namo, Om Namah Shivaya. So many bhajans you have where you have Namo. I mean, the list is actually very long. And she's given us 26 bhajans. Vidyadayini Bhagavati, where you have Namo Namo Sai Narayani. Thank you so much, Sister Lalita, for taking this time out and really enriching this program and this bhajan quiz. Then we have Brother Ravi Ranganathan from Singapore, who has given us 12 bhajans, Dehi Sharanam Sima Vahini, where you have the feeling of Dehi Sharanam, this feeling of surrender, Gananatha, Gananatha, Mushika Vahana, here you have Sharanam, Sharanam, Gananatha, Ganesha, Sharanam, Sharanam, Ganesha, here Jai Jai Girija Balagana, we discussed all these bhajans, Gurudeva, Jai Gurudeva, Sharanam, Sharanam, Shri Sai, Saranam, Sharanam, Sai Deva Deva. Again, perhaps a bhajan which is sung everywhere else but not in Prashantinilam. Gurudeva, Sharanam Deva, Pai Prabhu Sharanam Deva, Pratasmaram Sri Guru Charanam, Sai Shuri Chandramukhi. Again, we have so many people referring to this bhajan. So perhaps a bhajan which is loved by so many centers and sung everywhere. Jagadashraya Sri Raghurama, Karuna Samudra Sri Rama, Krishnaya Sharanam. And he has given us a bhajan Radha Parinaya, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Sham. Again, not familiar to me, but I'm sure it must be a very beautiful bhajan. And he adds there, he says, Radha merges eternally with the Lord, the ultimate unification with God. Radha symbolizes the total surrender of the soul to the Supreme Soul. And he says that how Radhashtami was celebrated just a week ago. Thank you so much, Brother Ravi Ranganathan. You are again someone who always enriches this program. And now coming to the quiz for this week. So tell us bhajans where we express the sentiment that, O Lord, you are our father, mother, friend and beloved. So tell us bhajans where we adore the Lord as the one who is our father, mother, friend and beloved. I'm sure there are so many bhajans already coming to your mind. So let's think about the Lord as our everything, mother, father, friend, beloved, everything. So tell us bhajans in which this sentiment is expressed. And as always, you can send a quiz at radioside.org and send us by September 18, 2016, by this Sunday. Thank you so much. And let's now move on to, this time we are not having a bhajan classroom, but we are having a bhajan workshop. The recording of a bhajan workshop session that was held in the Purnachandra Auditorium during summer course in the recent years, and it's a very beautiful session where four students from the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group shared their moments with Bhagwan and their learnings about how to sing bhajans and how to enrich our lives through bhajans. So here is the first part of the bhajan workshop that was held during summer course in Indian culture and spirituality in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Here we go.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Welcome back. We move on to the next session of this morning's program. We have a bhajan workshop conducted by a team of members, and I request them to take over the stage. Dr. A. Sunil, Research Faculty, Department of Chemistry, Prashantinilayam Campus. Sri P. Sujit Kumar, Department of Biosciences, Prashantinilayam Campus. Sri Ashwath Narayan, Doctoral Research Scholar, Department of Biosciences, Prashantinilayam Campus. And Sri Abhishek, Department of Physics, Brindavan Campus.
बंधु साई करुण सिंधु साई अंतरंग साई अनाथ नाथ साई
अंतरंग साई अनाथ नाथ साई
राम कृष्ण शिव शक्ति प्रेम रूप साई
राम कृष्ण शिव शक्ति प्रेम रूप साई
युगावतार बाबा श्री सत्य साई युगावतार बाबा श्री सत्य साई
युगावतार बाबा श्री सत्य साई
अंतरंग साई अनाथ नाथ साई
Offering our most loving salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai, revered elders, and my dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to one and all. Abhishek, I have a question in my mind. Why this bhajan workshop at all in the first place? I mean, we keep doing bhajans every day, right? And on festive occasions and Sundays, we do it double. So then, why bhajan workshop for us? I mean, can't we use this this podium for something more interesting, like bhajan antakshari or something? Why workshop?
Well, you just heard the bhajan, right? Antaranga Sai.
Yes, I did.
Did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's my favorite bhajan. I just keep humming the tune all the time.
Mm. So, do you know the story behind the composition of this bhajan?
Story? No. Why is it necessary?
If you don't know the story, then I can confidently say that I enjoyed the bhajan much more than you ever could have.
Why do you say so?
Let me tell you the story. So, it was in the olden days when Swami had established the Arts, Science and Commerce College at Vrindavan, and many boys had joined, and one of the boys had developed a problem with his health, and he was diagnosed with leprosy. So this boy was basically from a very poor background, and the only god that he ever knew was his own mother. So because he was diagnosed with leprosy, he had to be sent back home because leprosy was a very contagious disease. And So one day when the mother returns from her work, she finds that this boy is sitting there at home instead of being at college. And upon being questioned, this boy replies, "Mother, I've been diagnosed with leprosy and they have sent me back home and I have to discontinue my studies. I'm very sorry." Then the mother, with hot tears in her eyes, with all the agony in her heart, she goes and prays in the altar of her own heart. She prays, and this bhajan springs forth out of her. Now, if you notice this bhajan, Abhinav, there is not even a single line which says, "Daya karo, kripa karo," or anything of that sort. Now, I attribute this to the epitome of surrender that the mother is, because she does not pray that, "Swami, why did you give this condition to my child?" Or she does not pray, "Swami, please cure my child." She prays in surrender, all in praise of the Lord. So I would suggest all of us to just close our eyes and experience this bhajan once again. Let us sing it together.
Antaranga Sai, Anath Nath Sai, Dina Bandhu Sai, Karuna Sindhu Sai, Antaranga Sai, Anath Nath Sai, Rama Krishna Shiva Shakti, प्रेम रूप साई, युगावतार बाबा श्री सत्य साई, युगावतार बाबा श्री सत्य साई, अंतरंग साई, अनाथ नाथ साई।
Now I understood why you said that you enjoyed the bhajan more.
And I'm sure that none of us in this hall would leave with the same perspective of bhajans that we had up to this point. I'm sure all of us would be enriched with a new perspective of bhajans.
Exactly. I mean, it would be so wonderful if we knew the story behind each and every bhajan. And when we hear that bhajan or when we sing that bhajan, we would spontaneously connect to that bhajan, or we can prevent our minds from wandering into some random thoughts in between bhajan sessions.
So do you think just knowing the story behind every bhajan is enough?
That's enough, right? I mean, you can connect to the bhajan. So.
I don't think so. Maybe we should start right from the very beginning as to how bhajans began. What was the genesis of bhajans? And what Swami had to say about bhajans? And what instructions did he give the singers? Otherwise, like, what would be the difference between any other song and our Sai bhajans?
True, that's true. Because it's important to know how it all began and finally how did it evolve to what it was to today. I mean, the way bhajan singing has evolved. So I suggest that why not we call some senior brothers from bhajan group for this very purpose. Because they have been witness to so many miracles and even they have been guided personally by Swami when it came to bhajan singing and how to sing bhajans, what to sing, how not to sing. So, onto the stage, let us welcome our senior brothers from our bhajan group. We welcome Brother Ashwath Narayan. Brother Sujit Kumar. And Brother Sunil.
So brothers, we have promised the audience here that every one of them will be enriched with a new perspective of bhajans. And so I hope you could help us out here and tell us about
the... promise that once after this bhajan workshop when they leave, they'll be having a complete different perspective. So I think now the onus is on you because we'll be posing, we represent the audience now and we'll be posing few questions, few doubts, hopefully, little doubts.
Hopefully all would derive the benefit.
Sure.
So can you help us with the genesis of bhajans, how it all started?
So, Abhishek, you are asking about the genesis of bhajans. So, it all started long back when Swami was a very young lad of 8 years or 9 years old. He used to be the darling of everyone in Puttaparthi. He used to be the leader among the children. All the villagers used to like him, love him, adore him. Swami used to be the leader in every field of activity. Swami only formed what is called as the Pandavi Bhajan group. Maybe you would have read in Satyam Shivam Sundaram or
Anita Sharanam Nasti.
Yeah. The early leelas of Swami are vividly described. So Swami formed this bhajan group. He inspired youngsters and he inspired them to sing the divine names of God. And Swami, along with all these wonderful little children, they used to roam in the streets of Puttaparthi, singing the glory of God. And all the villagers, they used to get astounded by listening to their voices. Mind you, at that time, the nearby villages around Puttaparthi were having cholera. So all the villagers in Puttaparthi were fear-stricken whether they will also be afflicted with this disease. But to the astonishment, nobody in the village got cholera. And all the villagers, they ascribed this to the divine vibrations, the strong, powerful vibrations emanating from these children when they sing the glory of God. So, Swami, at that time, when he was a small, young lad, he planted a small seed, and now it has grown into such a gigantic tree. Now we have Nagar Sangeetan and Bhajans being the most important and integral part of our ashram life.
I think Swami also gives the scientific reason as to why Nagar Sangeetan and Bhajans should be done. Swami says that the vibrations with which we sing the God's name and His glory, they reach the air and form an integral part of the clouds, which then give us rain, which feed the crops, and these crops feeds our belly. So, and Swami also says that food is the main reason for our thought.
It's all a cycle.
It's all a cycle.
Knowing very well the efficacy and the power of bhajans, Swami always made sure that bhajans should be an integral part of the ashram life. At that point of time, there were two different formats of bhajans, apart from the normal routine bhajans. There were the 24-hour format, that is the Akhanda Bhajan, and the 12-hour format, which happens during the Shivratri festival. And to your utter amazement, I would like to tell that there were only three singers who used to sing the 24-hour bhajans. You can just imagine. I remember...
Before the students came in.
Exactly. Even before students came to the college. Even I remember a few years back, we had nearly 40 singers in bhajan group. So at that point of time, only three singers, and they used to sing the whole of Akhanda Bhajan. And they were Krishnadas sir, the popularly known as Iradi sir, and Mohan Rao sir and Raja Reddy sir. At one point of time, a doubt arose in one of the singers. What would happen if our voice gets choked or gets affected? What would happen? Like, it's 24-hour bhajans. Who is going to sing? And to answer this question, Bhagwan himself answered. Swami said, there'll come a time in the future when my boys will queue up to sing bhajans for me.
And this was when even university wasn't there. This was when university wasn't there.
Exactly. The university was not started. It was not inaugurated by Bhagwan.
They did not know even the concept of institute, students.
Correct.
There was no concept of institute or students at that point of time.
They were amazed to
Exactly.
Hear.
They were quite amazed. The devotees were perplexed to hear Swami telling that there'll be university coming up and students singing for Bhagwan.
Yeah, in the year 1981, when the university was established, that time the hostel was still under construction. So all the boys used to stay in the old hostel here adjacent to the Kulwan Hall.
Where the Bhajan boys stay currently.
Yeah.
Correct.
So
just to interrupt, are you able to hear us? Because we are feeling
audible,
a lot of
right?
Echo.
So those days Swami used to visit all the students 4 or 5 times a day. So in the course of darshan, Swami used to ask the warden, is there any program that boys can put up? So when the warden conveyed this to boys, they all gathered and came up with an instrumental violin program. So they have presented to Swami after one bhajan session in the evening. Swami was immensely happy, and daily whenever these boys used to attend bhajans, they used to sit behind these veteran singers in the bhajan hall and then follow with so much of sincerity and devotion. Swami noticed this part. And one day, Swami asked these students, can you all lead and follow the bhajans for me? Then they thought that this is the opportunity that they have to grab.
Who would say no?
Yeah.
Who would say
no, exactly. So immediately Swami gave permission and they all started singing in front of Swami. And not only this, after every bhajan session, Swami used to train these boys how to sing, how to put the facial expression, etc.
And Swami even used to inspire the older batch of students to compose many bhajans. Kotta bhajan ema unda? He used to ask every day. Boys used to get inspired and then compose and then offer next day.
Yeah, I got an opportunity to interact with one of the singers, senior singers. He just narrated to me that they used to practice this way. The entire hostel used to have one harmonium, and that particular singer used to carry the harmonium to the institute, go to the D floor terrace and practice. Because if he practices, other students will get disturbed.
This so at the, 5 o'clock. Early morning, before Suprabhat.
Yeah, yeah. Again, 5 o'clock, he has to get back to the hostel to carry on the remaining proceedings. So this sincere practice, you know, Swami also always used to like, and Swami used to encourage boys to practice.
So that's how, like, Swami, in his childhood, he started the Pandri Bhajan group. From that, the baton was passed on to the devotees. Raja Reddy Garu, Mohan Rao Garu, and...
And even today, this morning, now, we could hear our Krishnadas uncle, popularly known as Eradi sir. He sang this morning. And yeah. Swami's words were quite true.
Yeah. He is still, we consider
him
as the Bhishma Pitaka.
And sing along with him. Beautiful. Wonderful, brother, wonderful. But recently, one of the freshers had a doubt. And they came and asked me that, brother, why should we sing aloud? Why should we clap? I mean, can't we just sing the bhajan within ourselves and feel Swami within and connect to him? Why is it important to sing aloud and clap?
Yes, Abhishek, that's a very important question. And the best part is Swami himself has addressed this. Sometimes we ourselves feel that it's better to sit back and enjoy rather than sing loudly and clap. Let us hear from Bhagwan himself what he has to say.
విద్యార్థులారా ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణ తీసుకోండి.
హియర్ ఇస్ అ స్మాల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ యూ.
మన జీవితం అనేటువంటిది ఒక వృక్షము.
అవర్ లైఫ్ మే బి కంపేర్డ్ టు ఎ ట్రీ.
ఈ వృక్షము పైన అప్పుడప్పుడు కామక్రోధ లోభ మోహం అలవాత్యులైనటువంటి ఈ యొక్క పక్షులన్నీ చేరిపోతుంటాయి.
బట్ ఆన్ దిస్ ట్రీ ద బర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ లాస్ట్ డిజైర్ hatred, etc. They come and collect
on it. When
these birds collect
on it, there
is no peace of mind and there is plenty of dirt collected down below.
అందువలన ఈ వృక్షం కింద మనం చేరి చెట్టు పైన చేరినటువంటి పక్షులను మనం ఏ రీతిగా తరం కొడుతున్నాం? పిష్యో 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 అని చెప్పినప్పుడు అవంతా శబ్దం చేతను, ఈ నోటి శబ్దం చేతను పరిగెత్తిపోతాయి.
హౌ టు డ్రైవ్ అవే దీస్ బర్డ్? When you clap together and may produce sound, these birds will fly away.
కాబట్టి దేహం అనేటువంటి ఈ చెట్టు లోపల హృదయం అనేటువంటి స్థానంలో నింపుకొని రామ కృష్ణ గోవిందాన్ని శబ్దం చేస్తే ఆ వక్షులంతా పరిగెత్తిపోతాయి.
Similarly, if you go on singing the name of Rama, Krishna, Govinda with full heart in your own heart, these bad birds of desire, etc. will fly away.
కనుక ఇప్పుడు మూడు కూడా పరిశుద్ధమైపోతాయి.
If you do this, all the three aspects get purified. What are these three things which need purification?
Manasu, vaku, kayam.
It is the mind.
Inne vedantamulo trikarana shuddhi annaru.
Mind, world and body, and that is called the purification of these trikaranas in Vedanta language.
Chala mandi pillalu anukuntuntaru nenu manasulo paadukuntanne bayatiki cheppalna anukuntaru.
Quite a few students think, well, I am singing in my own mind.
Purti ajnanam.
This is utter ignorance.
Vanchitto untundadi kada vanta nenu manasulo anukunte chaalu kada nenu untunnava neeku tattalek raavali tattalodi pottalek cheyali appudu gaane nee aakara theerudu.
Would you be happy by merely thinking that food is available in the dining hall? You should come onto the plate.
Kaani manasulo unte prayojanam ledu.
If it is merely in your mind, it is not.
Manasulodi maatalek raavali.
The thoughts from the mind
మాటలు వచ్చింది నీ కన్నంలోనే చేరిపోవాలి.
Should become a word and then
మాట నుంచి బయటకు వచ్చింది, కన్నం నుంచి లోపల పోయింది.
From the mind it has come in the form of word and the word has got into the
ఈ ఆహారాన్ని నీవు భుజించాలి.
You must partake this kind of food.
కొంతమంది పాటలు పాడుతూ కూడాను పెదవులు అల్లరిస్తుంటారు, ఊగిస్తుంటారు.
Some people while singing only move the lips, they don't sing loud.
సరి అయినటువంటిది కాదు.
దిస్ ఇస్ అగైన్ నాట్ కరెక్ట్.
బావిలో పడినటువంటి వ్యక్తి నేను బావిలో పడ్డా అంటే ఎవరు వచ్చి నిన్ను రక్షించరు.
ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హస్ ఫాలన్ ఇన్ టు ఎ డీప్ వెల్, ఇఫ్ హి గోస్ ఆన్ మట్టరింగ్ టు హింసెల్ఫ్ ఐ యామ్ ఫాలన్, ఓ
నేను బావిలో పడ్డా అని గట్టిగా అరిచేటప్పటికి చుట్టూ ప్రక్కల ఉన్నటువంటి వారంతా వచ్చి రక్షిస్తారు.
ఇఫ్ హి కెన్ షౌట్ అట్ ద టాప్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ వాయిస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వెల్, పీపుల్ ఫ్రమ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ కెన్ హియర్ అండ్ ఫియర్ హిమ్.
అదే హృదయమైనటువంటి బావిలో పడినటువంటి వాడు నీవు ఏదో లోపల తెచ్చుకుంటా లోపల తెచ్చుకుంటా అంటే అది రాదు, గట్టిగా చెప్పాలి. అది సమ్యక్ కీర్తనం, ఇది సంకీర్తనం అన్నారు. గొంతు ఉండినంత వరకు దీన్ని ఎత్తి పాడాలి.
దట్ ఈస్ వై యూ షుడ్ ఆల్సో సింగ్ లవ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కోర్ ఆఫ్ ద హార్ట్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు సేవ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇంటూ ది బెల్ ఇంటూ విచ్ యువర్ ఫాలన్.
గొంతు ఇచ్చింది ఎటువంటి,
వై ఇస్ దిస్ థ్రోట్
పిచ్చి పిచ్చి మాటలు చెప్పుకోవటానిక,
ఈజ్ ఇట్ టు మియర్లీ టాక్ యూజ్లెస్ థింగ్.
దాన్ని చెప్పుకోవచ్చు కానీ అది అద్దుకులో పెట్టుకుని చెప్పుకోవచ్చు.
కీప్ ఆల్వేస్ సింగ్,
కానీ భగవద్నామం మాత్రం హద్దే లేదు.
బట్ ఫర్ సింగింగ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ద నేమ్,
సమ్యక్ కీర్తనము స్వాతంత్రంగా పాడాలి.
ఫుల్ థ్రోటెడ్ ఫ్రీలీ వితౌట్ ఎనీ లిమిటేషన్.
అదుపును పెట్టుకోకూడదు.
డోంట్ కంట్రోల్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్, డోంట్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్ ఎనీ
లిమిటేషన్. చక్కగా తెరిచి పదమును స్పష్టంగా రావాలి.
యువర్ ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్ అండ్ అటరింగ్ షుడ్ బి అబ్సల్యూట్లీ
రామా అనేటువంటి రామో అనుకుంటే కనుక కంఠమును చక్కగా ఎత్తి నాలుగును చక్కగా కదిలించి ఈ యొక్క స్వరంతో భజన చెయ్యాలి.
ఫుల్ థ్రోటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కోర్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హార్ట్, ఫుల్ హార్టెడ్ షుడ్ సింగ్ లౌడ్లీ.
That was so beautiful, brothers, because Swami going into such details, minute details regarding bhajan singing, so as to how to clap, why to sing loudly, it's so beautiful. But then one doubt arises, brothers, that in our life as bhajan singers, we would have come across this situation many a times. What happens is, while we are singing a bhajan, there will be somebody behind who will be following so loudly and clapping deafeningly, so much so that even we lose trace of our shruti. So at such times, isn't he following Swami's instruction? Because Swami just now said that you should clap loudly and sing loudly. So is bhava only required to follow, or is it important to, you know, accompany it with raga as well as tala? Isn't raga and tala also important?
Yeah, very nice question posed by Abhinav. Although among the three components, raga, bhava and tala, Swami gives most emphasis on bhava, but raga and tala are equally important. Otherwise, we would have had just chanting of God's name.
True.
Why bhajans are set in these wonderful tunes? Because music can move the Lord and all the participants. And regarding the following
of bhajans.
So, one instance comes in my mind. How Swami is so keen and listening intently to our singing. This happened in 2009 Kodaikanal trip. Swami used to give darshan, morning darshan, and when Swami is giving darshan, we will be singing bhajans as part of the schedule, Kodaikanal schedule. And bhajans got over, and then we have a one-to-one session that also got over, and then finally we have the dining session, lunch with Swami. So Swami used to eat along with students and guests. And some students, they used to take up turns to serve the guests. So one particular day, I happened to be one of the team members who were in charge of serving the guests. So I was busy serving the guests. Suddenly Swami called me and Swami asked me, "Ee roju evaru chorus paadaru?
Evaru chorus paadaru?
Who sang today chorus? But chaala apashudhiga paadaru. Shudhiga paadatledu." Means they didn't sing in Shruti. This is chorus singing.
Chorus, following mic.
Because all the people are also singing. Correct. And Swami is granting darshan. Parallelly, his ear is so keen. He is listening to the bhajan. And this is how Swami gives so much importance to follow also. And it is, I would feel that all of you should make an earnest attempt to know the tune and
practice
sing.
Accordingly.
That also is important.
Even I remember here, Swami used to send word from Yajur Mandir that, see, boys are not following, ask them to follow. We used to get communication from Swami.
So maybe we can give an analogy, something like this. So raga, bhava and tala are something like we are offering a garland to Swami. And bhavam is the most important underlying thread which connects the garland, which connects the string of flowers. The flowers could be compared as the ragam, and the knot in the garland can be compared to the talam. So we offer this garland to Swami. So all the three are important, and many times Swami used to sing Bharata, Bhava, Raga and Tala. Any song, any bhajan, whatever you sing, you should have these three things. Whichever language you may sing, Swami always used to say
all three are important.
Bhava, Raga and Tala. These so are
all of the three are equally important. Very beautiful.
Then, brother, one more doubt here. Sorry, again. Most of the time when we sing, isn't it a responsibility on us bhajan singers, when we are singing, we should actually concentrate on raga as well as tala, that is the tune and the rhythm. So if we don't do so, what happens is the bhajan goes somewhere and we focus only on raga, the bhajan goes somewhere and we are not doing justice to the bhajan. So then how do we bring bhava when we sing and concentrate on raga as well as tala? Isn't it important that raga and tala are also equally important? And when we are concentrating so much on this tune and rhythm, automatically bhava doesn't, there is no scope for bhava to come inside. So how do we cultivate that?
We cannot give a precise absolute answer to your question, how to have bhavam while bhajans, because it depends from person to person.
True, true.
Each one of the audience has a unique and wonderful relationship with Bhagwan, and he has his own way of connecting to Swami. But nevertheless, Swami has given some instructions in this regard. One of the techniques is, you should practice the bhajan as many number of times as possible. Swami has told that one should practice at least 100 times. You should have practiced a bhajan 100 number of times before you sing
in a public place.
Yeah. So Swami goes on to give further description as to how you will get the benefit. If you would have practiced around 25 times, then the lyrics and the tune of the bhajan sink into you. If you would have practiced around 50 number of times, then you are able to sing effortlessly the bhajan.
Automatically, you remember all the lyrics.
Yeah.
You
have that, it's something
mind.
Like even when you wake up, when you wake you up from sleep,
true.
You should be able to tell what is the. I should not think of next bhajan.
Shruti
next
time,
things. What is going to be. And if you have practiced the bhajan around 75 number of times, that is the stage wherein you are able to converse with the Lord. And you have the darshan of Lord. It's something like the stage where great saints like Tyagaraja, they used to converse. Now we sing in the Tyagaraja Kirtana format. But Swami has told that he used to converse with me. And then he used to have the darshan. And then the final, that is if you have practiced around 100 number of times, that is the stage wherein the singer as well as everyone seated in the audience will have the darshan of Lord.
When that person sings after so many number of times.
So many number of times. And everyone will be in, they won't know what to do, what to say. It's an experience.
That's what happens when Ashad brother sings most of the time.
No. That happens when great people like Tyagaraja, because Mirabai, Surdas, already we have examples in the history. They have set the zenith of the bhavam and they have poured out the emotions and compositions which we still adore today.
While we are discussing about this practice, I recall an incident. It was in the year 2004. Those days, college used to get over at 2:45 p.m. and Swami used to come early and grant interview, and then bhajans used to be at 5 o'clock. So it was a regular schedule for us that few of us bhajan singers, we used to practice from 3:15 to 4:15 and then attend bhajan session. We'll be in Mandir by 4:30. On one fine day, we went to Mandir after the practice, and then we observed that Swami was already in the bhajan hall, seated there. So
Swami
just...
very mischievous. He'll come before and itself. Before all boys will rush inside bhajan, he'll come and sit.
Correct. So we were all sitting in the fag end of the bhajan hall behind the boys. Then immediately Swami looked and made a remark, see, they have come. So we took little courage and then moved in front of Swami and then took our seats. Then Swami told, see, today you are all late.
You weren't late, right?
Actually, we were not late. We were there by 4:25 there. But we told Swami, we were all practicing bhajans. That's why we came late. So, practice means, yeah, no problem. See, even Swami
emphasizes on practice.
Exactly.
Very much.
So only when we practice bhava, raga and tala, they all fall in place. That's why practice is very, very important.
Beautiful, brother, beautiful. But there is another doubt which arises in my mind. Like, for example, we started this workshop with the beautiful bhajan Antaranga Sai, and we learned about the history behind the bhajan, and then we could connect as much as that mother in that story could connect to Swami. But it's not always possible to trace out the history of the bhajan as to how it was composed and all that. So, in such situations, how do we actually get similar bhava or the same intensity as when the composer composed the song?
This is also one more very, very difficult question, and there is no definite answer. The workshop, at the end of workshop, all of us will have some guidelines, and we follow that. We can at least concentrate in the given span of 45 minutes during bhajan time. We can focus our full attention, and then maybe a few minutes we reach those moments of intense yearning and pining.
That
hopefully the bhajan workshop should serve. So as you know, as you have told, that it is very difficult. Sometimes you may not know the story behind the composition of bhajan. So when you know the story, that is one of the means by which your outlook towards the bhajan changes.
It's impossible to know the story behind each and every bhajan that's composed.
Yeah.
It's impossible to know that story.
Yeah. So in this regard, if you're not knowing the story, you dwell upon the meaning of the bhajan. If you dwell upon the meaning of the bhajan, and you, when you really concentrate on the meaning, then you can correlate what is the feeling the bhajan is giving. For example, we'll take up a bhajan, very popular Devi bhajan, which is also one of my very favorites. Jaya Ma Anandamayi Janani Sabko Kripa Karo Janani. Sabko kripa karo janani. Please, you are praying to God to shower mercy. So, one of the means, one of the bhavam which we can have while singing this bhajan is the purest form of sankirtanam, as already told by Swami. And bhajan is meant for the promotion of welfare of human being. Everyone has some problem or other. Bhajan is an avenue or platform wherein you can pray for the well-being of others. You can pray to God to alleviate the suffering of other people. With this feeling, you can sing this bhajan. The music is such powerful, it brings automatically the feeling. And Swami has told that it can move the Lord, it can move everyone. And bhajan is one of the platforms wherein everyone can participate, from a tiny tot to a grandfather. Anybody can participate easily. There is no restriction of time. Anywhere you can sing.
Wow.
So this is one of the feeling with which we can sing bhajan, so that bhavam can be imbibed to some extent.
So it is so very important for us to know the meaning, and it's just enough for us to know the meaning to get the bhava which the composer intended.
Not just that, we should always give the emphasis on right words. Swami has always given importance on giving the right words. If you take any bhajan, the wordings are very important. Can you think of any bhajan which has been modified over the years?
So many bhajans.
राम कृष्ण तुम हो जय राम जय राम.
Yes, very much true. That's how we sing right now. But earlier it was this way.
राम कृष्ण प्रभु तू हे राम हे राम.
The singer, while singing this bhajan, he gave stress on the word tu, and it sounded like tu.
Thu.
And Swami started asking, what are you singing like thu, thu, thu? And the whole bhajan was reframed as
Ram Krishna Tumaho Jaya Ram Jaya Ram.
So the right words is very important.
We should emphasize on the right words.
Yes, emphasize on the right words.
Even we have one more bhajan here. It is
Ram Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari Panduranga Hari Panduranga Hari.
See here, Hari means to slay off, actually. See, so it was reframed as
Ramakrishna Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Panduranga Hari Jai Jai Panduranga Hari Hari.
So it's so important for us to lay the emphasis on the right words. For example, there is a bhajan which we sing very often here, and we make, a lot of us make this mistake very often. The bhajan is
Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara.
In the high line it goes as
Ravana Mardana Vighna Bhanjana.
To add to it, we sing the second time
Ravana Mardana Vighna Bhanjana.
See, there are 2 points here. Firstly, we emphasize on the Vighna. It's actually Vighna, and we extend it unnecessarily to be Vighna. It does not have any meaning. And secondly, when we sing it the second time, we emphasize more on the word Ravana. The actual emphasis is on the slaying of Ravana, which is Ravana Mardana. So it can be sung as
Ravana Mardana Vighna Bhanjana.
Correct. Yeah. So apart from the right emphasis on words, one should also put an attempt to understand the meaning of every single word of the bhajans that we sing. For example, I remember a couple of funny incidents related to this. There was a samiti somewhere in Tamil Nadu, and they were singing this very famous Anjaneya bhajan.
Anjananandaviram Ashokavana Sancharam Vande Lanka Bhayankaram Sita Ashoka Vinashakaram.
Now, when they were singing the second speed, they got a little josh.
Yes.
They wanted to take it to the third speed, and they sang as
Vande Lanka Bhayankaram Bhayankaram Sai Bhayankaram.
That's a common tendency, because when we go from second speed to third speed, automatically a Sai comes in between.
We necessarily put Sai everywhere that we want it, and we are telling the Lord that He is the most fearful one.
Oh my God.
Swami says that one can become either a saint or a sinner. If you take people close to God in your process of bhajans, then you become a saint. But if you take people away from God, if you make fun of bhajans, you
it's
become a sinner.
It's actually a sin. True.
It's a sin.
Please, it's a request with all of us that you should always practice, and if you don't know the lyrics, please don't sing. It's actually a sin to commit when you sing bhajans with such atrocious lyrics.
So dear listeners, that was the part one of the summer course bhajan workshop. It was held in the recent times, the last 2 years, and there is much more to it. We'll move on to the second part of this in the coming weeks. For now, let's move on to Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, our next program for today. Brothers Prem and Harishankar are waiting to take over. Before I go, the bhajan quiz, a reminder for this week is, please tell us bhajans where the sentiment that is expressed is, O Lord, You are our father, mother, friend and beloved. And send in your answers by September 18th to quiz@odisha.org. I am Team Odisha's Bishu, and I will be back for a new episode of Utsaha, the Youth Hour on Radio Sahara, in 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much. Saram.